stop. Oh yeah.
And you dancing with every gym as I used to. This room, my best in the boom boom. You're rolling with a rock star, I'll be goom 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 goom.
Check it for your mano, Juliana. Break it for your mano, Maria. Check it for your mano, Juliana. Break it for your mano, Maria.
Oh, my baby shake it, get the photo photo. Baby shake it, baby shake it, yeah, pota pota. Oh, my baby shake it, baby shake it, yeah, pota 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 shake it, yeah, pota.
Tonight, government set out to tackle illegal mining menace by establishing a technical committee to review all existing small-scale licenses. We have details as government revokes all small-scale mining licenses issued after December 7, citing procedural irregularities.
All licenses, small-scale licenses that were issued from December 7 is hereby revoked. Whether you have EPA licenses, those licenses from December 7 were rushed, the due processes were not followed, writings were not done.
We have more as Small Scale Miners Association of Ghana criticizes the move to revoke all small scale mining licenses issued after December 7, describing it as discriminatory.
Why do you revoke licenses of small scale? Why not saying mining in general, those that find licenses to them after 7th December, whether large or small, you are revoking them and you are rather using small scale. That one is unfair.
We have all the details for you here on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, tonight, Small Scale Miners Association of Ghana are criticizing the move by government to review, audit, and validate all small scale mining licenses that have been issued. They deem it as discriminatory for government to leave out large scale mining companies and focus only on small scale mining. Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Emmanuel Amakofi Buata, joined press briefing with the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology, announced the government has set up a committee chaired by the Deputy Minister of Lands to review, audit, and validate all mining licenses that have been issued within 2 months. Now, this decision follows recommendations from an 18-member committee set up by the Ministries of Lands and Natural Resources and Environment, Science, Technology, and Innovation to reform and sanitize the mining sector.
Committee is to audit all licenses to ensure that they are properly acquired, that due process was followed, that they meet all conditions of continuous validity with respect to the environmental, with respect to how they have followed the rules on environmental, and then how they have dealt with the issues of our water bodies, our forest reserves, and land preservation. All those standards are going to be the guide in which these licenses will be sustained. They are also to ensure permitting fees and all those requirements by all the agencies, EPA, Minerals Commission, Water Resource Commission, that all those processes required have been met. The report clearly indicates that people have just acquired licenses. One person will have 20 licenses, 30 licenses, and have all these places sitting there. They are not even doing annual reviews of these licenses, and they are continual violation of even license holders who have legal licenses.
So the minister then went ahead to state that government has revoked all small-scale mining licenses which were issued after December 7, 2024. And he cited the reason for that decision to be procedural irregularities. Listen to this, the minister make that point.
They say that there has to be a name and shame or name and fame, especially people holding prominent positions, including political artists. We should name and shame everybody. It doesn't matter how big or high your position. What we are talking about is really at the heart of our survival. This morning, based on the advice and the recommendations of the key committees, EPA and the Minerals Commission, Forestry Commission, Water Resource Commission, we are taking the following steps. Now, one, we are going full steam ahead to revoke all licenses based on the findings. All licenses, small-scale licenses that were issued from December 7th is hereby revoked. Whether you have EPA licenses, because the finding is very clear. Those licenses from December 7th were rushed. The due processes were not followed. Right things were not done. People will have the opportunity to appeal to make sure the right things are done. But our whole focus is to make sure that the right things are done. Secondly, the existing community mining schemes are in name only, as I've said, although the basis for which they were funded was to benefit the community. However, the findings indicate that this is not the case. They have not been, are to be disbanded and replaced with small-scale mining cooperatives that actually serve and benefit the communities. These cooperatives will be formed after due diligence with the communities involved.
Well, so that is the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Emmanuel Amakofibua, on what government is doing to tackle illegal mining menace in the country. But in terms of the reviewing of the licenses, small-scale mining licenses issued in Ghana, how many licenses exactly are we talking about? And Caleb Ziblim is a data analyst with our research team. He joins me in studio with some details. Caleb, let's start with exactly the number of small-scale mining licenses that government has issued since we really legalized small-scale mining in Ghana.
Yes, Bruce. So according to data from the Ghana Mining Repository, which goes as far back as 1995, at least 1,209 small-scale mining licenses have been issued since 1995.
Okay.
And we know that of them, two licenses have been suspended, and then four are currently under review.
Okay.
Yeah. So
two of the over 1,000 have been suspended.
Yes, have been suspended.
And four are under review.
Under review.
Now, the minister also talks about the fact that they have revoked. And this means that all the licenses that fall within that period, are no longer valid, right?
Yeah.
All licenses that were issued post December 7th, how many exactly are in number?
Okay, so since December 7th, a total of 426 mining and mining-related licenses have been issued.
Okay.
So this includes other licenses for other services such as export and support services.
Mm.
But when you come down to the actual number of small-scale mining licenses issued since December 7, we have 55.
Okay.
So it means that the minister will be targeting these 55 licenses.
55 small-scale mining licenses post December 7.
Exactly.
Okay. Grateful to you. So that's what we do know from our research team. But the Small Scale Mining Association of Ghana has been responding to this statement from government. Now, Director of Communications for Small Scale Miners Association, Abdul Razak Al Hassan, has described the government's actions as discriminatory.
Why do you revoke licenses of small scale? Why not saying mining in general, those that find licenses to them after 7th December, whether large or small, you are revoking them, and you are rather using small scale. You are specific on small scale rather than the other mining companies. That one is unfair to we, the small scale miners. So if something is being generalized, it's far better than what discriminatory remarks of this. And then the land that they give to us is land specific, like 25 acres maximum. So if I can take 25 acres and I cannot monitor my activities, I cannot do the proper work that I'm supposed to do. And the land scale can acquire about 300, 400 kilometers square. And they say they are doing nothing. Meanwhile, they don't have proper mechanism to be monitoring their land to make sure that illegal miners are not on it. So that is where the difference are. People are having land scale in this country whereby it contains about 100, 200 acres and kilometers. But they don't have the capacity. And they are holding the prospecting, they are holding the recognition. Some are even having this. Meanwhile, illegal miners are on this land. Some of them even carve out these portions for these illegal miners. But at the end of the day, they always box it to the small scale. That is where we have a challenge. So it is not, we cannot say that, yes, the small scale miners are all 100%. But we should be fair.
So the association won't take this lying down easily. Meanwhile, the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Emmanuel Amakofibua, has been on the floor of Parliament today answering questions about the fight against illegal mining. Emmanuel Amakofibua revealed that the state has taken over 7 out of the 9 forest reserves that were earlier hijacked by illegal miners.
I was alarmed at the levels of devastation of our forest reserves that prompted me to make a statement on this floor of Parliament on the state of our forest reserves and water bodies, and a call on the people of Ghana, including the members of Parliament, to join in this fight to reclaim our forest reserves. At the time, I had stated that 9 of these forest reserves where armed thugs had taken over and are considered to be no-go areas, included Jimira, Jimira Extension, Diziri, Afau Hills, Tano Amia, Ofin Shelter Belt, Awansu East, Awansu South, Subri River, Asinanyo River. Mr. Speaker, I am very happy to announce that with the support of the military working closely with the Forestry Commission, we have been able to flush out the tasks from 7 out of the 9 forest reserves. We are on course to reclaim the last 2 as well as we speak. This notwithstanding, surveillance is being kept at all these 7 reclaimed forest reserves to ensure that they are not re-invaded. The Speaker, currently, through collaboration with the military over the last 3 weeks, we have, as I stated earlier in my other question, seized a lot of equipment, and I won't be repeating yourself here.
Well, the minister further added that the state security officials have seized equipment belonging to illegal miners, including guns.
Seizures so far made include 25 shamfan equipment, 56 excavators, 2 payloaders, 3 bulldozers, 3 pickup trucks, 7 pumping machines, 4 pump action rifles, among others. In addition, a total of 18 persons have so far been arrested and handed over to the police for prosecution. Mr. Speaker, the ministry has also undertaken engagement with key stakeholders, including members of parliament, chiefs and traditional authorities, civil society, key voices, to seek their views and support in tackling this menace. As part of His Excellency President Mahama's 120-day social contract with the people of Ghana, my ministry has worked closely with the Attorney General and the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology to amend LI 2462 to ban further mining in forest reserve. So the whole mining scheme is going to change. We have also...
There's a stop story brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, let's bring in a member of the Small Scale Miners Association. He is indeed, in fact, their finance director, Francis Opoku. Grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, you want government to rather say it is revoking licenses of even large scale miners, or it wants to audit the licenses of even large scale mining miners. But the problem we've had in Ghana is largely in the small scale sector. Why aren't you looking at how you can help government to clean the sector, but rather pointing government to a place where it has little to no problem at all?
Yeah, so let me say good evening to Terrence Bewes. And responding to your question, I have my opinion as to why Minister think that revoking license of small scale miners and other related miners is a way of reforming the sector. To me, you see, when you, I listened to you doing the analysis of how many licenses were revoked, I think it's around over 400, right?
No. Those who are, that have been revoked are just two. There are four of them that are still under investigation.
So how many have been revoked so far?
You mean issued? Licenses, yeah, that have been issued in Ghana are over 1,000. Post December 7, 55.
Okay. So what my communication director said, I tend to side with him. We are only looking at 55 of these licenses that were signed during that period. That's coming from small-scale mining sector. And you see, before the elections, same small-scale miners were complaining bitterly against the outgoing minister that he was not signing the license. And now, once they were
But the minister says the current regime, in issuing licenses, is fraught with so many problems. And that's why they are setting up this committee to review all existing small-scale licenses. And, so it is not just the 55 that have been issued post-December 7, but to review all small-scale licenses. And I'm asking, instead of asking government to look elsewhere, why don't you help government in dealing with the sort of menace we are confronted with, which is largely in the small-scale sector?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me quickly respond to this question. See, the reformation of the sector should be looked at from various angles. You know, signing license shouldn't be the only way to restrict illegal mining. We have to look at a better way of, coming out with a practical solution to the problem. And one of them we are doing as an association is registering all categories of miners under the sector. So as we talk, from our own resources, we are going around the whole country registering small-scale miners, artisanal miners, so at least we can get data for people operating within the sector. It's one way of handling the sector. It's hard time we look at workable solutions than focusing on who signed license here, who signed license there. But the important thing that we want to look at is how best we can, reform the sector in such a way that it will not also affect the many people whose life will depend on this.
Are you saying that the decision by government or the ministries is not workable? Is that what you're saying?
Honestly speaking, we should consider the legalities attached to some of these things. You understand? If he is proposing maybe the use of cooperatives to replace what we call community mining, I agree with him perfectly, because the community mining concept was not well thought through. We even proposed the community, but how it was implemented, it was way off target. How do you do community mining where even you don't assess the ore body, you don't do proper prospecting to know the ore body under the
Well, I haven't taken you there, but the minister says all licensees are expected to cooperate and subject their documentation to this exercise within this period. All who fail to go through this process will have their licenses revoked. Is the association willing to cooperate with the ministries in dealing with this?
No, the association leadership will be meeting the minister anytime soon. And no, we will have to express our concern over this issue. Because see, in the past, MPP did that when the inter-ministerial committee came, and then they decided to go by that angle, and we know the results. So what we are saying is that the issue about illegal mining is deep-rooted. It's high time, as the minister started, they started very good. They started, incorporating the association and all key stakeholders into the whole conversation. So as we talk, we are even on two most important committees the minister set up. We are on the Gold Board Committee. We are on the even the working committee he set up. But there are certain things that if you decide to focus attention there and you don't seek the opinion of we, the stakeholders, you might think that they are right, but you will go and hit the wall. So in as much as we think that he's coming out with the right things, he should as well know that you see, there are so many things on the ground that call for caution in action. You don't rush into doing things. So we respect him a lot, and we feel that when we meet him, we will put our concerns on the table, and we will come out with the nitty-gritties of some of the actions they take that might not help the process of reformation.
Okay. Francis, do stay with me. Let me bring in Lawyer Samson Ladi Ayanini to look at the legal ramifications that we could encounter in this. Lawyer, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, kindly educate us on the ramifications that this action by government to revoke licenses issued post-December can come about with.
Well, when you are terminating a contract, and in these licenses, you treat them as contracts, and a party is entitled to terminate a contract, except the termination must be done in accordance with the terms of the contract. If it is terminated in a manner that is not envisaged by the terms of the contract itself, then that is where the problems will come. And when the problems come, they are also, as it were, liable to redress. So it's possible that in these licenses, there will be, call them arbitration or some form of a process that will be outlined if a party is aggrieved by the non-performance of a particular incident that is required in the contract. Again, it is possible that some of them may not have complied with, you know, certain conditions. There could be conditions precedent or whatever they are. If they have not complied with the conditions or some of the terms, then the party may be at liberty to, as it were, terminate them. Of course, the termination will definitely, in most cases, will bring issues, and they may be resolved either by the parties themselves, or it could end up before a panel, including in a court, for those resolutions to be made. The government certainly would have done the assessment and come to the conclusion that this is the best approach in particularly fighting this existential threat, and that there may be some cost, but the cost is not outweighed by the benefits that they seek to procure for the nation. So why not?
Yeah, I'm grateful to you, Lawyer Samson Ladi Ayanini, there giving us that particular education. Awula Sewa is coordinator for Eco Conscious Citizens Ghana, and she is on the line. Awula, I'm grateful to you. Now, in the run-up to the election 2024, you were one of those who were at the forefront of the fight against Galamsey. In fact, you, when it comes to mining in forest reserves, you, and even Galamsey, you were calling for a total ban. What do you make of this action taken by government? Is this what you were hoping for?
Well, I mean, it's a step in the right direction, but we still have the main problem, that is that we still have so many small-scale miners, and the monitoring regime is weak. So we're not even sure how many are doing the right thing and how many are going outside the parameters of their license, because who is monitoring and who is enforcing? So that's why we said pause it all, and then we can find out those who are doing the right thing. And also we need to step up with our monitoring regime. So it's a step in the right direction. I'll add that if the process wasn't gone through properly, it's astonishing that those who issue the mining licenses are still at post. But having said that, to answer your question directly, it's a step in the right direction, but there's still so much more to do if we really want to get to the bottom of this ecocide that is ongoing.
What exactly do you think is left for government to do?
Well, there are lots of things that should be done. I mean, we had asked that there should be a state of emergency, that we go to all the forest reserves and water bodies and remove the illegal miners and their equipment. This hasn't been done, but we welcome the information that apparently 7 out of the 9 forest reserves under siege have been reclaimed. We don't know for how long, but we still welcome this news. We have asked for the revocation of LI 2462, which hasn't been done. We didn't ask for an amendment. We asked for the revocation, the total removal of that perverse legislation, a ban, or shall I say, a pause with community mining until we can get our act together. And then all those who were named in Professor Frimpong Boateng's report to be investigated, if need be, prosecuted. And if they are found guilty, for their assets to be used towards the reclamation, so that we uphold the polluter pay principle. Our waters have been polluted, our water bodies destroyed, somebody needs to pay for it, and it shouldn't be the taxpayer.
On the forest reserves that have been reclaimed, let's bring in Erastus Asare-Donko to try and, you know, sort of fact check some of the fact there. Erastus, you've been working so hard on this. Can you confirm the number of forest reserves that government has successfully reclaimed?
Well, when you say reclaimed, do you mean has taken back from illegal miners?
Yeah, exactly, has taken back from illegal miners, yes. As put out by the minister.
I would have loved the minister to mention which forest reserves specifically they've taken or clawed back from illegal miners. Then I'll be able to tell him what is happening in that forest. Because if you put it in a blanket statement that you've clawed back 9 out of the forest reserves that are under siege, I wouldn't know and I wouldn't be able to fact check it. But let him come up with the names. Which forests have they clawed back? Because I have updates on some of these forest reserves. Then I'll be able to tell him what is happening in that reserve.
So what do you know so we can compare the two?
So what I know is that the forests that were under siege during the old regime, I can talk about Tano Anya specifically because that's the GSDA that was invaded in the previous administration and it entered into this administration. Certain elements within this administration took over and said they were mining. They have so far cleared 3 groups that were mining within the forest. 2 groups who started that invasion are still there as we speak, mining in the Tano Anya Forest Reserve. I also brought pictures, updates, of mining in the Boitano GSDA within the Datano and Ohiampenika section. Those Chinese miners and their Ghanaian collaborators are still there, as we speak, mining in the Boitano Forest Reserve. Tano Nimre, Ohiampenika section, they are still there mining as we speak. So I would have wished that we had specific names of forests, then I'll be able to tell him. When we go to the Ofin Shelter Belt, a number of people took over this year. They cleared some of them were there. About 2 weeks ago, there were still remnants of them still mining in that forest. The Jimira Forest Reserve, we kept posting updates of mining in that forest reserve. Recently, RESEC sent some soldiers to that area. I understand they picked about 15 excavators. They brought them to Nkariye. They've been picked up from Nkariye. I don't know where they've been taken. But there are attempts to get back into the forest to mine again. So I can talk about Etiwa Forest Reserve. Etiwa, I have confirmation that they cleared the excavators that were in there. The remnants, as we speak, are those using simple tools still mining within the forest reserve. So let the minister give us updates, specific names. Then we'll be able to put the real situation in those forests out there for people.
Okay, Erastus, I'm grateful to you for this. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Do I still have Awolasa on the line? Okay, so that's it there. But this has been Top Story, brought to you by TLSL, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. We'll still keep tabs on, the issues about illegal mining in Ghana and get you updated and informed on what exactly is happening. This is Joy 99.7 FM. Up next is Newsnight.
Auntie T, I beg, fix me gobetete Ghana. No gari, no oil, no plantain, just beans then eggs.
Hey, bruh, that be dangerous combination, no.
Problem no day, I feel handle
for telesell, with the bob say, everybody gets what they like. That be why Made For Me Bundles Day. Based on your usage, you fit get your own data and call packages. Fala! Made For Me, bundles like the way you the want them. That's star 530 hash, then buy Made For Me bundles today.
Telesell. Connecting energies.
Cavity protection.
This advert is FDA approved.
Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining my ears. Bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away with holy insecticide spray. I go spray them away with holy insecticide spray. When I sleep, I sleep.
Holy mosquito quail, holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ghana Krom Krom. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Hello, boss. I just drove out of your premises. I've called you several times. Boss, I beg.
I gave you an opportunity to present your proposal with your financial statements. You didn't. If we approve and request for an invoice, that will take you another month, eh? You couldn't even provide receipts from the last job. My brother, we have given the contract to someone else who promptly furnished us with what we needed. Get serious.
Yehoah.
Don't be caught in this mess ever again. Restart with Built. Built provides businesses with a comprehensive accounting software with features that make your bookkeeping, accounting, tax and payroll functions seamless. Our support team is always available to assist and respond to all your inquiries. Log on to www.built.africa and sign up. Call 030-84007 or 0303-974-832 for more information. Built. Bookkeeping be made simple, results made extraordinary.
Good evening and welcome to Newsnight here on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. It's also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across the country. Coming up tonight, lawyers for investigative journalist Anas Aremiel Anas maintains trial between the trial of the case between Anas and embattled former MP for Asin Central is over as they await for written judgment of the court to trigger the full $18 million damages award.
Damages award of $18 million encourages or forms opposing counsel. In that regard, these are post-trial motions. The trial is over and the jury was discharged. That is the end of the trial.
Also, Magistrate Court remands former Tiger IPI Daniel Owusu Quarantin into prison custody over the murder of journalist Ahmed Swale.
Of April when you get
the police here. Said they would amend their charge sheet. As I said, it's shambolic. It doesn't hold any water. So we'll see what they come back with.
Mm.
And we'll see what the business of the day will be.
Mm.
We have details as suspect admit to taking photos of the deceased but deny selling those photos to the former MP for Asin Central, Kennedy Ejapon, and in business.
Well, Energy and Green Transition Minister John Jinapo rules out total cancellation of the Gold for Oil program as government set up committee to review the initiative.
and it's supposed to be in Parliament, where MPs have been urging Black Stars to end winless streak ahead of World Cup qualifiers against Chad and Madagascar.
And later in the bulletin, IGP Christian Tetteyaonu makes sweeping changes to the Police Management Board with former IOCO boss COP Mame Yatiwa Adoda.